I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A, and we are very happy to welcome back to our studios Ellis Paul. Welcome, Ellis.
It's good to see you. Thank you so much for letting me squeeze in here.
No problem. You know, as I said, you don't make it to town very often, and it's always a pleasure when you do, so we're happy to make time for you here.
I was driving in, and I was supposed to be on the air, and I didn't hear myself, so I knew I was late. So I'm glad. I'm glad you let us squeeze in here. Thank you.
We did. We're happy to have you. And you are playing tonight at Beener Central in Duluth. That show at 7 o'clock, and local artists Bill and Kate Isles are going to be opening up.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to talk to you because I see you have a new album coming out this year.
I do. I'm going to leave it with you before I leave the parking lot. You'll have it a couple months before anybody else.
Wonderful. And we'll talk about that and what else you've been up to in just a minute here. But first, I want to hear a song. Maybe,
sure.
Maybe from that album, or do you want to do something different, or what are you going to do?
Yeah, why not? I'll do something from that album. This is called Chasing Beauty. It's the title song of the record.
Beauty. Nicholas Paul live from Studio A and the title track from his forthcoming new album, Chasing Beauty. Well, tell me about that concept and the title and how that came about.
Well, the song is about being on the highway. It's about sort of chasing down experiences when you're young. It's about a road trip that I took when I was 20. Kind of a conglomerate of many different road trips, but you know, it's just being on the highway.
So was that just a road trip, or was that a tour? How do you determine that when you're a musician?
Back when road trips were road trips, and miss those days. Especially, it was such a nice drive. I have to say, Wisconsin and Minnesota are so beautiful right now. And
when you're not speeding to get to the next thing that you have to do,
we did manage to get over the 90 mile an hour mark at certain parts of the highway, which is another great thing about Minnesota.
But that actually is something I'd never thought about before, that the whole concept of road tripping changes when it becomes your job, I would assume.
It does. It's I'm learning how, as I go, to appreciate the beauty of what I'm seeing, because it's like the thing about my job that's so different is that I get to be in every part of the country and see it in its full bloom, and it's really actually the best part of the job. Really just experiencing every different kind of culture that exists within our vast. I mean, we have an enormous country. You can fit so many different countries. Almost all of Europe fits in the U.S. And it's just the topography is different. The kind of people that are there are different. You know, the accents are different.
And you get to experience that a lot more than the average person.
Yeah, like a truck driver.
but then when you're back at home, does the idea of just traveling to travel appeal to you?
No. And it doesn't. I just really want to be home.
Right. And does your family say, hey, we want to travel. We want to go here, there. And you say, no, I don't want to go there.
Well, there's some of that. But for the most part, I live in Virginia now, so there's a lot of options. There's ocean and mountain options and, you know, amusement park options and historical options and government options.
So a lot of close-to-home things that you can do.
You know,
so
D.C. is only a couple hours away, so we have the Smithsonian and all of that. It's an amazing state to live in, actually, for families, so I'm lucky that way.
Wonderful. Well, you're in Virginia now, but they're quite fond of you in Maine, I hear.
They are. That's where I was born.
Where you're born. And you're actually going to be in the Awards Hall of Fame pretty soon,
The Maine Music Hall of Fame. Me and Don McLean are getting inducted on the same day, and a guy named Howie Day, who's more of a pop singer, songwriter. Mm-hmm. So that should be a great night. Especially to see Don McLean.
I had no idea he was from Maine. That's fascinating.
He's lived in Camden, Maine for most of his life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
But since we have such a short time, I want to make sure that we talk about the album. Now, Chasing Beauty, and you've done this before, but this one was also fan-funded.
It was, yeah. Right? My second fan-funded project, and it went really well.
Well, and you raised over $100,000, which I think you can make a lot of album for that. That must be really, you know, personally gratifying that people are willing to support you to that extent, that, you know, you've built this career and people
it's pretty remarkable. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we basically hire out professional radio people and professional promoters and be as competitive as a small record label would be in just pushing my one album. And on top of that, we can afford to do it. I produced a Christmas record that's been used as supporting this album through sales and stuff, so we were able to record that. I got to upgrade my home recording studio, so in the future, my recording budgets will be less expensive because my equipment at home now is really as good as a fairly decent studio, so I can do a lot more work from home. And mm-hmm. So, you know, we're doing videos and things. It's pretty amazing. Yeah, I feel very lucky.
Well, tell me about the songs for this album.
A lot of them are story songs, sort of in the same vein. I'm kind of upping my game on guitar playing and melodic structures within the songs, and not relying on the lyrics so much, but still, you know, I'm still writing 20, you know, I've got 20 years of Ellis Paul songs to have brought me here, so there's still sound, they sound like me, but there's no dramatic shift, you know, it's just the next one, so it's mm-hmm. I feel like it's a step forward rather than a step sideways, and the songs are reaching out to the edges of what I'm good at and pushing a little bit outward, which is all I can hope for.
Now, how do you go about that? Do you, like, do intentional things to kind of push yourself, or do you just find that happening?
Like, especially on the guitar, like, you know, know, there's a bass line here that's going on, and there's the my right hand's doing that on the drum, so I'm creating a lot more sound, and then the bass line's, the thumb's doing, you know, so there's a lot. There's a lead player, a drummer, and a bass player all there within my right hand, and I'm trying to think about that more often. In the recording studio, you actually, you know, you have those people to do those parts, so I calm it down in the recording studio to allow space for the real drums and the real bass, but I know that I'm going to hit the road solo or with just one musician, so I'm trying to make the guitar fill out the orchestration more, you know, thoughtfully.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one thing I'm doing, and then thinking melodically and where my voice is going, and, you know, it's fun. It's still, I can't believe I still love it. You know,
really?
I've been doing it for 26 years. Mm-hmm. You think I'd be bored of it.
Mm-hmm.
Not.
Well, you lucked out then. You picked the right thing.
I did. I'd be done with plumbing by now, you know, or accounting or, you know, surgery. I'd be over it.
Yeah, yeah. I was reading you had given a commencement address at your alma mater, right?
Yeah,
and received an
honorary
degree.
Yeah.
And you did a little speech, and it was about just finding out who you are instead of trying to be somebody else. And you tried to be or wanted to be a doctor for a short time.
Yeah,
or something?
You know, I wanted to, and that was a legitimate desire, but as an end goal. And when you, sometimes the end goal looks really legitimate, but you don't really think about the steps in between where you are and going to med school and studying chemistry and those, the numbers and the biology and all that stuff. Just, it really wasn't me.
Now, the whole message of that speech, which is wonderful, did you know that when you were young that you just wanted to be you, or were there people that you were trying to be before you figured that out?
Well, you know, your parents are sort of guiding you towards the paved version of success, and that includes, you know, high school graduation, doing well in high school, going to college, going to graduate school, getting a white-collar job that pays, and having kids, living in the suburbs. And then, you know, covering their rest home account and all of their late life care. And I probably was aware that I was going to be a creative person by the time I was 4 or 5. Like, I was starting to stick out even in elementary school along those lines with art and drawing and then writing in high school. So I kind of knew that, I think my DNA knew who I was going to be long before I did. But yeah, I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to. I'm one of the lucky few that can say that.
Well, and we're happy for it. Let's do another song. What do you want to do next?
I'm going to do an older song from the last record. This one's called Rose Tattoo. I got laid off, it's Monday. I'm calling to tell you, it don't suit me well. I feel like I failed you. You say we got each other, that's plenty enough. And I know that's true. But we got one kid coming, one still in diapers. It's a rainy drive home with one good wiper. Leave the porch light on. I need a beacon just to pull me to you. If I ever lost you, I would be lost too. Just drifting in a sea of blue. You're in my skin like a rose tattoo, like a now the economy's cashing. This poor boy's laughing, cause there's nothing to lose. We don't live in no mansion, there's no bling to put on. Only one more fashion could do. Inside the house, the baby's screaming, the pasta's steaming, and I look through the windows. Feels like I'm dreaming. Pull the door open, say daddy when you're coming home. If I ever lost you, I would be lost too. Just drifting in a sea of blue. You're in my skin like a rose tattoo. Say we'll fight for the best case scenario, and then you pour Van Morrison on a stereo. Well, sure there's trouble in the boardrooms, trouble in the factories, trouble in the alleys out back. We've got love in these patterns, the love is what matters. Baby, I've got your back. I've cut your back. I've cut your back. I've got your back. If I ever lost you, I would be lost too. Just drifting in a sea of blue. You're in my skin like a rose tattoo. Like a rose, like a rose tattoo.
That is Ellis Paul live from Studio A. Well, thank you so much, Ellis.
Thanks for letting me slip in here, Christine.
Oh, I'm so happy you could. Wish we had more time to spend with you this afternoon. But that new album is called Chasing Beauty, and that's going to be out in September. Is that right?
Yeah, officially on radio in August, and it'll be somewhere in stores and on iTunes and all that in September.
But I have a feeling if people are at the show tonight, will they be able to get
a preliminary copy of it, just a promo copy. That's all I'm carrying.
Oh, but they're there.
Yeah, if they want.
All right. And again, that show is tonight at Beaner Central in Duluth, starts at 7 o'clock, and local duo Bill and Kate Isles will be opening up. Thank you so much, Alice.
Thanks, Christine.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Aaron Welch. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.